Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today in the liturgy, a little bit all over the place, it's teaching us this truth that we really don't know our virtue until it's put to the test. Okay, that's when we know, that's when our virtue is proven to be authentic or either false. And today we celebrate the memorial of the martyrs, Saints Marcellinus and Peter. And in the hymn of morning prayer, we sang, Torteris insani manu, sanguis sacratus funditor, sed permanent immobiles vitae perennis gratia. That's, at the hand of the mad torturer, their sacred blood is shed, but remaining throughout immobile with the grace of eternal life. Right, so when these saints, these martyrs, were put to the test, really the ultimate test of giving up their lives and shedding their blood, permanent immobiles, they remained throughout immobile, unmovable in their virtue, in their faith, in their hope, in their charity, thus obtaining the grace of eternal life. And so how are we in the face of trials and difficulties? Do we cave in to impatience and complaints? Today's first reading from the book of Tobit has something similar. Tobit, kind of being another Job, is undergoing various trials and distresses, and his wife accuses him of losing his virtue. Where are your charitable deeds now? Where are your virtuous acts? See, your true character is finally showing itself. Now, this happens to be a false accusation on her part, but nevertheless, it does bring out the same truth that when we are under trials and put to the test, do we remain virtuous? That's when our true character is finally shown. And then again, if we go to the first reading of the office, the second reading of the Office of Readings of the Day, we didn't actually read this one this morning, but you can go back and read it yourself. It's from the teachings of Saint Dorotheus, Abbot. Okay, here we have a monk, and it's on false spiritual peace. The man who thinks that he is quiet and peaceful has within him a passion that he does not see, right? As long as he's this friar, this monk, or whoever, is left undisturbed, they imagine themselves to be men of peace and of virtue. But he has within himself a passion that he does not see. A brother comes up, utters some unkind word, and immediately all the venom and mire that lie hidden within him are spewed out. There it is, that false impression of ourselves. We imagine ourselves to be virtuous until we're put to the test and placed under difficulty. And so how do we rectify this situation in ourselves? First of all, we need to be humble and recognize, well, we're not all that virtuous. And the abbot goes on to say, if he wishes mercy, he must do penance, purify himself, and strive to become perfect. All right, let's not get discouraged at our lack of virtue, but instead do penance and strive to become perfect. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.